Zechariah had prophesied in the Old Testament that the promised Messiah, the Christ, would come. Furthermore, he proclaimed the Messiah as the promised King of Israel, who would not ride in on a battle horse to conquer his enemies, but rather as a humble king riding on a donkey's colt. So when the crowds heard that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem and that he was riding on a donkey's colt, they recognized him as the long-anticipated Messiah and hailed him as their king. They took palm branches and went out to welcome him, crying out, singing out from Psalm 118, "Hosanna, save us now! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." The prophecy was fulfilled. The Messiah, the Christ, had come. But just a few days later, one of Jesus' closest friends and companions would plot with the religious leaders to betray him. They would arrest him and put him on trial. They would beat him and manipulate the crowds to turn against him. The crowds who just a few days before on Palm Sunday would cry out once more, not in praise, but "Crucify him! Crucify him!" He would be crucified, die, and be buried. But that would not be the end of him, as we shall hear next Sunday. This Holy Week is the most intense week in Jesus' life. For that reason, we commemorate and participate together with him through the scripture readings appointed for this Holy Week in the suffering, death, and burial of Christ Jesus. Through the power of our holy baptism, we die with and in Christ to our sins, are buried with him and his Sabbath rest in the tomb, and we rise with him unto eternal life and a new way of life. It is fitting that the words of Psalm 118 that the crowd sang out on that first Palm Sunday have made their way into the communion liturgy. Like them, we hail Christ as our King, the King of the New Israel, the Church. We cry out, "Hosanna, save us now. Save us from our sins. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And he does. He saves us by feeding us his true body and his true blood, given and poured out on the cross for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Each Sunday, as we sing the Sanctus to the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit, we are celebrating Palm Sunday all over again, together with the angels and the archangels and with all the company of heaven. Amen.